Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. As the demonstrations in Canada's capital reach their 14th day, the Ottawa Police Service and city officials face increasing criticism from Ottawa residents. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson declared a citywide state of emergency on Sunday in a move which Councillor Catherine McKenney called performative. At a special meeting of City Council on Monday, McKenney delivered an emotional testimony on behalf of their residents in Somerset Ward, which encompasses downtown Ottawa, LeBreton Flats, and Centertown and Centertown West. They responded to a failed motion by Councillor Jeff Leeper, which would have allowed councillors reprieve from regular meetings to address the ongoing occupation. The motion was denied, losing 10 to 14.
The world looks on really in disbelief at what is happening in our city. It really is incomprehensible that we're here on day 11. Federal government, government of Canada, has lost control of its capital. And the city of Ottawa has lost control of its residential neighborhoods. Both have fallen to a mob.
Council met again on Wednesday to discuss their regular agenda, which included deliberations over a new parking lot. Robin Brown, co-lead of Ottawa's 613-819 Black Hub, has been advocating for the defunding of the Ottawa Police Service for years. Brown accuses the Ottawa Police of abiding by a racist double standard in their treatment of white protesters versus protesters of color.
They're saying that basically doing nothing, and that's the de-escalation strategy, because if they did something, it would escalate things. If these truckers were black, we all know what would be happening, right? They would bring in the riot squad, there'd be tear gas, they'd bring in their big trucks to haul the trucks. The double standard, and it's a racist one.
Brown compared the reaction to convoy protesters to an incident from 2020 when Ottawa police arrested 12 demonstrators for shutting down an intersection at Laurier Avenue and Nicholas Street. The protesters were young people of color, according to Brown, and were acting in response to the acquittal of Constable Daniel Moncion in the death of Abdirahman Abdi.
Despite being in contact with those young people, Chief Sloy was in contact with a lead organizer, and knowing that those folks had a meeting set up with councillors and members of the police board the next day, knowing that would likely end the protest, Sloy sent in the police at 3 o'clock in the morning, broke up the protest violently, and charged 12 of those young people. And those charges hung over their head for a year. It's like it couldn't be more blatant.
Brown believes the Ottawa police's handling of the convoy has been deliberately slow. He points out that the police took over a week to begin ticketing and charging demonstrators at Parliament Hill and in the downtown region.
They clearly should have been arresting a lot more people this time because they're running all over the place, breaking the law. So the double standard is blatant. You know, a lot of people are like, police didn't do their job. Me and black people I know were like, no, we're not surprised. They're behaving exactly as expected. This is what police forces do. They protect the powerful, or at least they don't get in their way.
Brown isn't alone in his suspicions regarding OPS conduct, as on Monday, city councillors also questioned who would cover the millions of dollars the convoy is costing the city. OPS Chief Peter Slowly says the city has appealed to provincial and federal governments for help, assuring council that the costs would not impact the police budget. Councillor Tim Tierney asked Slowly if the police are as reticent as they were a week ago to enforce the law. Slowly responded that he is committed to ending the conflict lawfully and without violence, but says that police resources are spread thin. Slowly announced on Friday that the OPS would implement a surge and contain strategy. On Monday, he said the strategy had been largely successful. Although some progress has been made, councillors representing affected areas say the situation is still untenable. McKenney says their constituents have only grown more frantic due to violent and aggressive protesters expanding the occupation to residential areas.
Today, I am more worried for my residents than I was last Monday. And I can tell you that for anyone who thinks that this past weekend was more successful than last has not considered what that means for residents. It was not more successful. Residents were living in terror this past weekend. So unless you were here, unless you came downtown and you saw it, you cannot in any way think that this weekend was a success. Numbers are not the issue. We opened up a chasm to show us in this country, in this city, that we have such an ugly side.
The police have so far made over 20 arrests in relation to the demonstrations. They are investigating over 85 criminal offenses, including an attempted arson at an apartment building on Lisgar Street. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Beranger.